98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan's Big.
98 FM.
Brendan, you're going to be chatting about wolves.
I am. They're on the way. First, though, I have a bit of a personal question for you. Do you enjoy a corn on the cob?
I actually really do.
So do I.
I love a corn on the cob. Sometimes with a bit of butter if I'm having one at Nando's.
Half a slab of Kerrygold.
I went to a restaurant when I was in Athens earlier on this summer, and they had this kind of chili powdery seasoning on top of the corn of the cob, and then a mayonnaise almost.
Ooh.
It was just, I still think about it to this day.
Nice.
So yes, I am very passionate about corn on the cob.
Well, you might want to get yourself to a town in Colorado because free corn on the cob is being handed out by a local fire station.
It's very nice.
It's after a truck carrying the corn overturned and spilled its load. Now, no one was injured the other day and the mess was cleared up in just a few hours' time, right?
Oh, they've cleaned them off.
Yeah, any damaged corn was binned, but loads of it was edible.
So
the local fire crew took it back to their base where they've invited people to come and take some corn on the cobs for free. They've reminded anyone calling for corn not to park in the way of the fire, you know, trucks.
Very
right?
important.
Drivers in the area where the crash happened are being warned to be on the lookout for local deer because there's still some corn in the bushes and the deer are out and about having a
snack.
Root for their own snack.
Waste not, want not.
Exactly. Up next, the Venice Film Festival continues. Yesterday on the show, we spoke about how Jacob Elordi got a 13-minute standing ovation at the end of his new film, Frankenstein, over
you'd
the weekend.
Be wrecked.
You would. You'd be wrecked clapping and you'd be wrecked smiling and kind of nodding at everyone. Well, he's old news in Venice now because two other screenings have just got even longer claps. These both happened last night. People who got to see The Testament of Anne Lee with Amanda Seyfried were on their feet for 15 minutes last night. She's just standing there being like, come on, please, thank you.
Now, this isn't the same Anne Lee two times. Is that the name of the artist?
Yeah, I would imagine it's not. I don't know who this is testament to. While Amanda Seyfried was standing there awkwardly, The Rock's new movie, The Smashing Machine, also got a 15-minute standing ovation. The applause went on so long, I kid you not, that Dwayne The Rock Johnson was crying. Now, obviously, it's a very nice thing for people to clap that long, but I'd say he might have been crying because he was like, I want to go home. Please stop clapping. Finally, this morning, for years, biologists were afraid the grey wolves were about to become extinct. But there's now so many of them in America, they're having to use new ways to keep them away from cows and other livestock.
I see.
So grey wolves, I didn't know this, they were reintroduced at Yellowstone National Park in the mid-90s. And they've done a stellar job of breeding ever since.
They've
Fair play
busy.
To them. They have. So much so, there are now hundreds of them in Washington and Oregon, dozens more in Northern California, and thousands of them roaming near the Great Lakes. But the problem is the wolves won't leave livestock alone, right? So a team of biologists working near the California-Oregon border have come up with a new way to scare them off. They're using drones.
Really?
To play very loud noises in the hope of giving the wolves a fright.
They should
right?
do that for the seagulls here in Dublin.
Great idea.
Ding, ding.
Dublin City Council, good morning. The preloaded clips include recordings of gunshots and fireworks. Right,
yeah,
so they fly
you.
The drones over the kind of the herd of wolves, the pack of wolves rather, and frighten them off. If that doesn't work, they use this specific clip from the movie Marriage Story starring Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver.
She was a wonderful mother.
Just repeating what you told me.
Secondly, how dare you compare my mothering to my mother? I may be like my father, but I am not like my mother.
You are! And you're like my father. You're also like my mother. You're all the bad things about all of these people.
Do you think it's someone who's a huge fan of Scar Joe and maybe they just said you need adults or humans,
people
I should say.
Shouting.
You're having an argument.
Yeah.
That keep them away.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
And then if that doesn't work, if Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver
That's
don't
very
do
strange.
The trick, it's really strange. If they don't do the trick, the wolves are blasted with AC/DC's Thunderstruck.
Lads, what is going on? on in Yellowstone. You didn't see that in the series.
You did not. And then if none of that works, the team, who are obviously in a base somewhere, they have a microphone that's attached to the drone and they can just shout at the wolves instead.
They should just play 98FM's Big Breakfast.
This racket, your wolves would be long gone. That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Tuesday morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Now our next guest is flying the flag for Ireland at the Great British Bake Off this year from Coleraine in Derry. He is better known online as Thug Loaf, where he's gone viral for his music-inspired bakes with over a quarter of a million followers. Ian Ross, welcome to 98FM. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're good, thanks, Ian. Where did the name Thug Loaf come from?
Oh, dear. I was trying to find the name for my account, so I was brainstorming with my girlfriend, and I listened to a lot of, like, 90s hip-hop. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, Thug Life. What about Thug Loaf? I was like, that's perfect. That's it. So that was day one, and I just ran with it.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Ian, take us back to the beginning. When did you start baking?
Oh, gosh. So first thing I really ever baked as, like, an adult, I guess, was whenever I'd just finished uni, like, final exam, and I was like, you know what, I'm not going to go out. I'm going to bake a loaf of bread. And that was like, the moment where I actually started. So it's just sort of been, you know, a bit of a roller coaster from then on. I started, you know, getting properly into sourdough. Then I started making a lot of pies, a lot of pretty much everything else. And yeah, I started the Thug Loaf account, and then started painting people on bread.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is the thing I guess you're best known for online. Your incredible designs on your loaves of bread. Talk us through that process.
Oh, so it's it started off very simple with that sort of stuff. So initially I was doing sort of stencil work. So I would, you know, make a little stencil, put it onto my bread while it was still in dough form, and just brush it with some charcoal. Peel off the stencil, score it, put it in the oven, job's good. And then I started getting a little bit more advanced with it. So I started getting, you know, food colouring powder and mixing it with water to make a little paint. And then properly painting, like, full album covers, full portraits of people on the bread. And yeah, it's just sort of gotten more and more complex as time's gone on.
They look absolutely phenomenal. Have any of the celebrities that you've painted ever actually gotten to eat the bread?
No, this is the one thing. I've never actually given it to a celebrity. They've all, it's only ever, like, I think it's because of my location as well. Like, a lot of the people I'm doing are, like, you know, American bands and all of this. And I'm just sitting here in Ireland being like, oh, I could send you this, but it will take 20 years for it to come, and it will also be moldy by the time it gets to you. But
Ian, you've described Bake Off as chaotic. Why so?
Oh, I'm really good whenever I'm doing one thing and one thing only. For a lot of Bake Off, you need to be doing a lot of things at the same time, and I don't think my brain really works that way. So it makes for very interesting watching, mm-hmm. and a little bit, I would say, it's quite stressful for people watching.
Yes, fair enough. And the new season of The Great British Bake Off kicks off tonight. And of course, you can't give away any spoilers. But if you could describe the new season of the show in a few words, what would you say to fans who are going to tune in tonight?
I can say it's, first and foremost, it's funny. We have a really, really great team for everyone. All the bakers are just great. So I say it's funny, it's really wholesome, and again, a little bit chaotic.
And what's your plan for watching? Are you going to have to bake again so you have something to eat while you're watching along with everyone else?
Oh, since it's cake week, I'm baking 3 cakes for it. It's going to be a lot of plates spinning, which, again, we know I don't do well with. So wish me luck, guys.
Oh, Ian, we are wishing you the very best of luck. Listen, fingers crossed you go on and you win the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an amazing opportunity either way. So you're going to do brilliant. So thank you so much for joining us. And the very best of luck tonight.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
And you can catch The Great British Bake Off tonight at 8 p.m. on Channel 4.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. With glowing skin, Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98FM.
Good morning to Chris in Rathmines, who says, my little win is I'm back on the porridge for breakfast and I'm actually enjoying it. Chris, I'm in a lifelong battle with a love-hate relationship with porridge, but I always come back to it.
Yeah, I love it during the autumn winter months. I think we just struggled a bit during the summer. We also don't put anything in it or on it, so it's just gruel.
That is the absolute point to make. I need to do something with it to make myself enjoy it. Fair play to you, Chris. Maeve is in Balbriggan, and she says, my little win is I've just booked in to get my first tattoo.
Oh,
very good, Maeve.
Very exciting.
Send us a pic. And Amy in Lucan says, my little win is I'm on a work training day today. All I have to do is log into a Zoom call from home. Lovely.
I do like when you have a day of training and work, though. It's just a change of routine.
Yeah, it's nice.
Just something different.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I think, you know, we're all in autopilot sometimes. It's nice to take a beat and go, oh, why do I do this way?
Yes. Lovely.
Very good. Shelley and Rathkill has been on with a little win.
Morning, lads. My little win is that after all the years of saying I'd go, I finally went at the age of 39 to EP, my first big festival, and I survived. It was absolutely amazing. I'm just knackered now today.
Oh, Shelley, good for you.
Shelley, and another little win is you have your voice.
Yeah.
A lot of people lose their voices at festivals.
Screaming.
Yeah, roaring.
Here's Amelia.
I went to school yesterday and I found out I got no homework for 2 weeks. Yay!
No homework for 2 weeks. That's
lovely.
Amazing.
You always loved the teacher who, you know, gave you light homework or no homework.
Yeah, true.
You remember them into adult life.
Mary and Sandyford's also been on this morning.
My little win today is that I'm getting my solar panels installed with my car charger. So, thank you, bye.
Mary, but the glamour.
All mod cons.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good for you.
You won't know it yourself.
And here's Emer.
So yeah, I just turned 50 and I said, you know, new me, wake up on Monday morning and go jogging. But never mind the jog, but I managed a whole day without a biscuit, so I'm delighted. Emer,
sorry.
That
is such a good little one. Sorry, fair play going jogging, but also managed a whole day without a biscuit. Your little win really can be anything, guys. Thank you all so much for yours this morning. Shelley and Rathcool, Amelia, Mary and Sandyford, and Emer without a biscuit.
Emer, 50 and fasting.
We are going to send you out a 98FM trolley key.
Get up. 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.